As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Welcome to our Thursday, May the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you, though. You kind of got to take that good news thing with a little bit of a grain of salt. Anyway, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time. We're all scratching our heads wondering what happened to that pursuit of happiness. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can call in area code 512-904-8014. If you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance telephone access, and from around America to around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Yes, indeed, in fact, P.O. Box 96 does work right here in small town Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out again, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, broadcasting out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Those contact phone numbers and so much more are available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Yes, I got an email yesterday questioning, why isn't my website up? Well, I'm sorry. I don't have a website on the web at this time. I do have the domain names up and all that sort of stuff and the host and all that. We just don't have a design to put up for you. So maybe one of these days I'll stumble upon a web designer that wants to work with the broadcast, and we'll develop something like that for you. And going on a little bit further here now, global marketplace rocking and reeling. Metals, stocks, currencies, and crude oil are all lower this morning as BP oil spill continues to drive the news. We'll talk about that. And we got a whole browser full of news, but if we get done with that early, we'll go into the age of fossil fuels, man's role in changing the face of the earth, continue where we left off yesterday, and if we deplete that article, we'll go into the noosphere once again and visit with Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, the evolution revolution, and much more. Let's go into the market report for this morning. Lots happening in the news this morning. The Thursday, May the 6th, 2010 market report, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, found gold up, trading up $2.50 off its relatively low closing yesterday at $1,178.10. I noticed just before airtime that it's up about another $6 on top of that right now. Silver off 10 cents at $17.40. What happened to that $19 silver? We were so close, and now we're down in the basement again. Platinum moves off $12 this morning at $1,658 a troy ounce, and palladium up $4 at $506. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,172 for a low, $1,186.30 for a high, of $14.30 spread in there. But at $1,178.10, your gold is up $266.30 year to year for a 29.63% return on your investment.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again, let's go back in and close out this market report again for Thursday, May the 6th, 2010. This is a live broadcast, two-hour broadcast, just getting underway here. But let's go back in and close this out for this morning. There's so much news on the browser this morning. The active trading out of New York City, again, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All these numbers, of course, are going to be fluctuating throughout the broadcast. You can go to kitco.com and view it for yourself, or you can watch in on TuneIn or check in with Bloomberg.com. Those are two of the sites that I usually get most of this material from. But let's just continue along here. Once again, we find gold trading up $2.50 an ounce. It's up higher than that now, but it was at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago, at trading at $1,178.10. Silver was down a dime at $17.40. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, relatively narrow band, but a lot of volatility. You'll watch the charts. You'll see the charts up there on Kitco, and it's just pumping up and down and up and down. There's lots of people in the market making small moves, but small moves sometimes add up to a lot overall. Year to year, we're up $266.30 for a 29.23% return on your investment, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if we think about it from a year to year, there are things that drive the market. There are certain phenomena that just drives the market, which is why I bring out the year-to-year each day, because it lets you know that even though the gold may be up one day and down another, it's paralleling, or not really necessarily paralleling, but it's very similar to what was happening a year ago. A lot of people in the marketplace say buy in May and go away. Well, some people just do that, you know. They do that. They leave New York and they go someplace else, or they leave Miami and they go to New York for the summer and all that sort of stuff. People move around quite a bit in the financial community, and so we just we have to recognize that there are year-to-year things happening as well as day-to-day things being driven by the news. So let us continue. Big news, though, this morning, the SPDR gold shares is up another 7 tons. In other words, they bought another 7 tons. We've been reporting on this. They've been buying 6 and 6 and 6 and 6, and now another 7 tons of gold. If you look back and see what was going on yesterday in the Kitco.com charts, you'll see that right about airtime yesterday, there was a sell-off going on in gold, which was driving the price down very low. And then if you notice, they got to a bottom, and then all of a sudden it started going back up again, but it was going up more steeply than it came down. It may be indicative of someone like SPDR coming into the market, selling into the market, driving the price down. They waited until the price got good and low, then turned around and they picked up 7 tons yesterday. For now, a $43.65 billion holding in gold, whether it's real gold or phony gold. You can see how much influence big pockets can have on the marketplace. Who else is buying 7 tons of gold overnight? The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 60 at 10,866. The NASDAQ off 22 at 2,402, and the S&P was down 8 at 1,166. And as we look at this SPDR gold shares each day, realize also that they have a exchange-traded fund in silver. And so we see the price of silver depressed right now and constantly coming down. What the relationship is between the SPDR gold shares, the World Gold Council, and the federal government or the Treasury or the Federal Reserve, all of these questions remain to be seen. It's far deeper than I know how to analyze. But anyway, all of these people are in the markets. They're all depressing it. We still haven't heard anything more out of the London Bullion Market Association or GATA in regards as to what's going to be done about the manipulation, this idea of selling 100 ounces of gold for every ounce of gold that they actually have in possession, those sorts of things. Maybe yesterday we were seeing a little bit of repositioning, trying to actually find physical gold to get into this SPDR gold shares before the top comes off on their scam, just like they did with Lloyd Blankfein and Goldman Sachs. Anyway, another rather unusual twist of fate going on here. I anticipated that the price of crude oil was going to go up quite a bit. It still might. But it's going the other direction now. Again, today we're down another 90 cents. It's trading now below $80 a barrel at $79.07 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are, as we say here, in Oklahoma. But as of airtime, it was down again another $1.43, trading at $78.54, according to the data shown on the Bloomberg website. So oil is going down in the middle of this oil spill. I don't know what's going on with that. We'll find out more about it. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up another 28 basis points, now at 84.45. And if you go up on the Bloomberg website and others, you're going to find that there's a flurry. There's a firestorm of news coming out of Europe. All the markets are up and down, Asia as well, up and down, lots of action going on. But we see in the Forex market that this increase in the U.S. dollar index, this is the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies, this increase is impacting the foreign exchange rates. And so the Canadian dollar moves down again, this time down 38 basis points, now trades at 97 cents, fully 3 cents below where it was just a month or so ago when it was at parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, now on the southern side of the Rio Grande, trading off 14 basis points, below 8 cents, but at 8 cents when you round it all up. There's four digits that are necessary there. The multiplier, if you buy in pesos, is 12.7748 to the U.S. dollar. The euro this morning moves down 67 basis points, or 0.67%. Another big move down in the euro. The euro is weakening, and it's weakening dramatically. Now trades at $1.27 U.S. This is down considerably, 4 cents, in just the last 10 or 15 days. The British pound likewise moves down. Don't know whether it has anything to do with their hung parliament. Maybe maybe the United States needs to get that kind of a mentality and hang Congress. I don't know, but they've got a hung parliament going on over there. Cameron and Brown are in peril, as they're going to, liberals are going to have to decide their parliament, I guess. I don't know how that works. Well, I guess I do, but I don't want to go into that now. The Swiss franc up 80 basis points, 0.80%, and the Swiss franc is trading out this morning at 90 cents U.S., a full dime below where it was not too long ago when it also gained parity with the U.S. dollar. Of course, that's the Swiss central bankers in there that were trying to drive it down and make it lower and lower, weaker and weaker, and they're successful so far. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bond is at 0.84%. The 10-year is at 3.54. The 30-year is running at 4.38%. And in the mortgage markets, the fixed mortgages, we're seeing a decline now, a reversal in their previously upward rise. Now down, the 15-year is down from 4.52% a month ago to 4.33% this morning. And the 30-year moves down from 5.25% to 5.07. So it's going to be a little easier to qualify for a loan, maybe, if you can find somebody with a sweetheart deal that'll actually advance you a fixed mortgage on your property. Big news, I guess, today, the productivity and cost comes out. This by EconoDay. Here's the little bit of a blurb from it, the highlights. Productivity growth slowed in the first quarter. What is productivity anyway? Well, basically, you can look, you can make the bottom line of your company look a whole lot more productive by hacking off of labor. You get rid of all your employees and you increase the amount of automation, you can produce the same number of units at a lower cost, and it looks like you're being more productive. Productivity doesn't always indicate a strong economy. It just means that they're getting, their bottom line is looking a little bit better. But the article again goes, productivity growth slowed in the first quarter while the recent declines in labor costs came to a near halt. A near halt. Well, okay, we'll pick it up right there on the side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we see this changing in the productivity, you know, they're talking about that. But they also mentioned that it's largely on account of the less robust output. Well, of course, you know, the fewer items that are actually put out there and the fewer workers that you have, all of that impacts this productivity report. But that's not going to have much of an impact or a bearing on today's market, but it was released today. Also released this morning, the jobless claims. Well, here's the article off of EconoDay. Unemployment claims rose for a third straight week, but far from dramatically. Initial jobless claims for the May 1 week fell 7,000 to 444,000, pulling the four-week average down 4,750 to 458,500. That's still not a small number of people filing an initial jobless claim. That's 500,000 people filing into the unemployment office. The unemployment rate for insured workers is unchanged at 3.6%. A lot of people are not in that insured area. But nevertheless, this 3.6% ratio is pretty low compared to the number of folk that are actually unemployed all across America. I've heard numbers as close to 20% in the past. Month-to-month comparisons show very little change and are not strongly supportive for expectations of incremental improvement in today's employment report. Markets are showing no significant initial reaction to today's results. There's other stuff driving the market, and there's lots of other stuff that's driving the market. One of them, of course, is this blank finds bonds, a riskier bet than the pundits. We'll maybe come to that one. But I'm going to talk a little bit more now about this this continuing saga of the BP oil spill. For many of you, you're like to go to YouTube on a regular basis. I would recommend that you do that. There's quite a bit of information on YouTube in regards to the oil spill. Some of this stuff, you know, I guess I don't know what you would do to go there. I was directed into it from a link on another article, but you might just go in and take a peek around. Exxon Valdez pales in comparison to the Gulf oil spill. That might get you onto the right page. Coast Guard begins to burn Gulf oil spill. That might get you there. 100-mile oil spill to be set on fire by U.S. Coast Guard. That might get you there. But one of the stories that got me in there this morning was a report that was done by Mox News, MOX News, down in the South, where they interviewed an attorney who was, I guess, prepared to do serious battle. But he's alleging that the reason why the proper blow-off prevention equipment, he uses the term an acoustic switch, wasn't in place here is because of Dick Cheney and Bush in certain relaxing of the regulations that make those that drill offshore coastal USA not liable to the same restrictions that they find in Europe. So I think you'll find it rather interesting. We're going to go into that just a little bit right now. But again, there's quite a bit up on YouTube. You might take a look at that. I spent a few minutes going there this morning. Here's an article. Let's just go into this and see if we can get him to open up quickly for us. Come along. Here we are. This article, again, now I generally don't do blogs, you know, I don't report on blogs, but there is information on the blogs that sometimes gives us a big, better insight. Other people also doing work, doing research. This is off of United for Peace of Pierce County, United for Peace. Well, kind of gives you an idea of what the general slant of this blogger might be. But here's the article. In early March, The Economist noted a round of efficiency measures and cost cuts at BP aimed at increasing annual profits by $3 billion over the next few years. And then he lists a citation here. He's referencing every bit of this article. That's why I'm sharing it with you. On Friday, a daily cost blogger called attention to the failure of BP's well to use a standard device known as an acoustic switch, quote unquote, to ensure against catastrophe, and he cites a source for that. The blogger cited an April 28th Wall Street Journal article that reported that two major oil-producing countries, Norway and Brazil, in effect require them. Norway had acoustic triggers on almost every offshore rig since 1993, and he gives a cite for that. The U.S. considered requiring a remote-controlled shutoff mechanism several years ago, but drilling companies questioned its cost and effectiveness, according to the agency overseeing offshore drilling, close quote, said Russell Gold, Ben Castleman, and Guy Chazen. I don't know who they are. The agency, the Interior Department's Mineral Management Service, that's the IMMS, if you want to look that up, says it decided the remote device wasn't needed because rigs had other backup plans to cut off a well. Now, if you caught the broadcast the other day, I think it was earlier this week, and also the subsequent second broadcast that day with Mike Chambers, where we went over some of this news, I'd actually found on my own digging up this particular Minerals Management Service report, as I think it was a 66-page report, where it showed photographs and the engineering behind the idea of the shears that are clamped on the outside of the pipe that are a blow-off prevention valve. They're not the acoustic variety. They have to be an operator has to do it. I would suppose, and it's only an assumption on my part, I haven't taken the time this morning to find out certainly on that, but I would suppose that an acoustic coupler would have some ability, and they cost around $500,000, would have some capacity to be able to sense or hear that there was a trouble a-coming, and it would shear that line and seal it off. I don't know if that's how it actually works or not, but it is a very expensive alternative to the one that Cameron provided to the Transocean drilling company there on the well down in the Gulf. I don't know the price on the one that Cameron, I don't know what the price differential might be, but from the photographs and from all of what I could see, it was basically just a big chunk of cast iron to give it strength, bolts together as a saddle around the pipe, has an internal shear on it, and it's either triggered by a switch or it's triggered electronically, but it would require an operator. The other one is an acoustic device. Again, I think it either senses vibration in the pipe, hears trouble coming, and shuts it off before it gets there. That's an assumption made by me. Some major oil companies, including Royal Dutch Shell, back to the blogger here, PLC and France's Total SA, sometimes use the device even where regulators don't call for it. Whoops. Industry critics cite the lack of the remote control as a sign that a U.S. drilling policy has become too lax. Quote, what we see going back two decades is an oil industry that has had way too much sway with federal regulations, close quote, said Dan McLaughlin, a spokesman for Democratic Florida Senator Bill Nelson, quote, the industry argued against the acoustic systems. A 2001 report from the International Association of Drilling Contractors said, quote, significant doubts remain in regard to the ability of this type of system to provide a reliable or emergency backup control system during an actual well-flowing incident, close quote. By 2003, U.S. regulators decided remote-controlled safeguard needed more study. A report was commissioned by the Minerals Management Service, and it said acoustic systems are not recommended because they tend to be very costly. Well, what's costly about what's going on right now? BP is spending millions. We're likely to have, you know, $1.8 billion industry being impacted. What's costly now? The cost of an acoustic device to shut it off, or the cost of the cleanup after the spill? That's the question that was being advanced. And, of course, there is just no amount of angst going on in the blogosphere in this regard. I'll spare you some of the ones that had exceedingly vulgar language. But here's just a little bit more from another blogger. Let's go over here. Well, we've got a break coming. When we come back, we'll talk about Spill Baby Spill, blogforarizona.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back on this blog for Arizona.com, looking into this BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, a continuing saga, unfolding story, more details emerging on a daily basis. And this, again, written by, posted by an AZ Blue Meanie. Arizona Blue Meanie, okay? Well, that gives you the idea. This is a Democrat, okay? I don't ascribe to this left-right insanity, as many of you know, and so we do get listeners, new listeners each and every day. I advocate the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, sans the parties. I would like to see this left-right paradigm abolished permanently and get rid of this parties and factions in our midst, this continuing spirit of division, which always just devolves into specious arguments, whether you're listening to bumbling Rush Bar or somebody else. You got them on both sides of this argument. That guy named Cooper, whatever his name is not his real name, He was taking up the blue banner, and Limp Jaw was going after the red banner in some of these YouTube clips I looked at this morning. Anyway, here's the Blue Meanie, Arizona Blue Meanie. Obviously, a Donkinocchio. He or it has taken the blue pill. The right wing media only cares about political narrative, she writes. Death, destruction, natural and environmental disasters are not reported from a humanitarian point of view. And again, remember August Comte, altruism, live for others, you know, love, order and progress, humanitarianism, all of this stuff goes back to the positivist philosophy. But again, natural environmental disasters are not reported from a humanitarian point of view, but rather from, quote, how we can spin this story to our political advantage, close quote, by making as many outrageous claims as possible in this post-truth politics era, the post-truth politics era. Shortly after the devastating earthquake in Haiti, blah, 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 and it goes on and on. Given the scope of the catastrophe, the massive devastation of a poor country, blah, 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 still doesn't have anything to do with the story. But wait, the right-wing media, which daily sings the praises of a free market economy, deregulation of business, and drill, baby, drill. See, this she's picking up now on the Tea Party champion, Sarah Palin, who said drill, baby, drill, and so she's talking about spill, baby, spill. So it's a clever play on words, that's for sure. I'll give her that. The BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, directly attributable to the deregulation of the oil industry by Texas oilmen George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, and the drill, baby, drill mentality is somehow now bury the usurper's fault. Well, she doesn't say that. She gives him the higher title. I don't. But anyway, this is important because what these are various things that have come out in the last 48 hours are pointing to are certain specific actions by the Bush administration, Jorge Bush, the shrub, and Dickless Cheney, the drill baby drill mentality. All right. And so we go all the way back to the article I shared with you with the Santa Barbara oil spill back in 1969, which brought us into the Environmental Protection Agency and the establishment of the National Environmental Policy Act and all of this incredible regulation that has made the advance of Agenda 21 possible in this second half of the 20th century. All of that stuff, this lady is not, he, she, it is not, I'm not seeing I don't know what an AZ Blue Meanie is. I don't know whether they have a gender or not. Apparently, they don't like to put their name to it, so they just use a pseudonym. Anyway, the response of the right-wing media, again, to this looming environmental disaster is not to ask, how can we help, but rather is to blame the federal government, curiously not BP oil, and to assert the narrative once again. Now, let's go back and talk about this idea of the free market economy. I'm all for a free market economy. But a free market economy cannot function in the presence of cartels, and especially when those cartels are protected by government with the force of arms. So you got OPEC and all of the rest of these cartels. You've got all of the cartels that are have developed in aviation and in trucking, in railways, and in shipping and ship lines and cargo container and the manufacturer. Now we've got the cartel of government motors, etc. Free markets cannot operate effectively in the presence of this kind of intrusion. There's no free market at all when you're dealing with the Mafia or the Likud or the Ergun or any of the other various and sundry gangs that have been running our country and around the world for the last couple hundred years, okay? So you can look for a free market economy, but you've got to get all these other actors and players out of it. And if government was to actually secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if governments actually understood that their sole purpose was to protect our unalienable God-given rights or Creator-given rights, and stop being part of the cartel, as we see constantly with the President's working group on financial markets, if that was happening, then any arguments and discussions of free market economy could move forward. But until that happens, we're still going to need to do more work before we can see anything free market about it. Environmental lawyer Michael, this is the story now, Michael Papantonio, Michael Papantonio, P-A-P-A-N-T-O-M-I-O, or N-I-O, Michael Papantonio, T-O-N-I-O. You put that in your browser, go up on YouTube, Michael Papantonio. and you'll hear his talk this morning or yesterday, I don't know which. Anyway, continue, who is suing British Petroleum on behalf of fishermen and local businesses hurt by the oil spill. Okay, so here's one of the ambulance chasers, but he's down here doing a class action. He's working for the people, apparently. They never really work for the people, but he's at least he's correct. This is an item in commerce, not the common law, so an attorney, I guess, would be appropriate there. When you're operating in commerce, you use attorneys. Mike Papantonio, an environmental lawyer on The Ed Show, just now. All right, Mike Papantonio, an environmental lawyer on The Ed Show, capital E, capital S, Ed Show. So that's your YouTube link. said an acoustic switch would have prevented this catastrophe. It's a fail-safe that shuts the flow of oil off at the source. They cost only about $500,000. Well, if it was me that was only having to pay $500,000, that would be an unreachable sum. So I guess it's just all perspective. But for BP, it's only about $500,000 each, and are required in offshore drilling platforms in most of the world, except for the United States. This was one of the new deregulation devices by Dick Cheney during his secret meetings with the oil industry at the beginning of Jorge Bush's first term. Now, if that's true, there's a new wrinkle in this story. The Rupert Murdoch-owned Wall Street Journal, continuing from our Blue Meanies blog here, the Rupert Murdoch-owned Wall Street Journal reported on April 28, 2010, leaking oil well lacked safeguard devices. Here's some quotes. The oil well spewing crude into the Gulf of Mexico didn't have a remote control shutoff switch used in two other major oil-producing nations as a last resort protection against underwater spills. Here's another quote. U.S. regulators don't mandate the use of remote control devices on offshore rigs, and the Deepwater Horizon hired by oil giant PLC didn't have one. Here's another quote. The U.S., and this one in bold, the U.S. considered requiring a remote controlled shutoff mechanism several years ago, but drilling companies questioned its cost and effectiveness. According to the agency overseeing offshore drilling, the agency, the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service, this is Ken Salazar again, says it decided the remote device wasn't needed because rigs had other backup plans to cut off a well. And it continues, an acoustic trigger costs about $500,000. Industry officials said the Deepwater Horizon had a replacement cost of about $560 million, and BP says it's spending $6 million a day to battle the oil spill. So from a dollar and cent standpoint, is it a spite your, you know, cut off your nose to spite your face deal not to have these acoustic triggers there or not? That's the question. And I think it's a valid question, whether it's being written by the Arizona Blue Meanie or some kind of a ghost from Andromeda. While U.S. regulators have called the acoustic switches unreliable and prone in the past to cause unnecessary shutdowns, Inger Anda, we don't know who that is, but here she is, a spokeswoman for Norway's Petroleum Safety Authority, said the switches have a good track record in the North Sea. It's been seen as the most successful and effective option. So apparently it's not just something that $500,000 you hang on the pipe and walk away and say, gosh, that was expensive. Apparently they've actually triggered off and have saved, you know, environmental and other costs in the past when they've been needed. So it's not just like some over-redundant, exceedingly expensive pachyderm. The Brazilian government began urging the use of the remote control equipment in 2007 after an extensive overhaul of its safety rules. These are all quotes now, by the way, inset. of its safety rules following a fire aboard an oil platform that killed 11 people. What? Same number of people? Say that one again, Will. All right. The Brazilian government began urging the use of the remote control equipment in 2007 after an extensive overhaul of its safety rules following a fire aboard an oil platform which killed 11 people. Oh, brother.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And we have returned once again, sliding into the last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour transmission. We'll have lots more to come in the second hour as well. But let's go back and close out some more of this article, the last little bits of this. Well, actually, there's a whole gob more to it. I'm not going to go there. But there's a whole bunch more on this AZ article here. Blogforarizona.com is the URL. There's blogforarizona.com. Lots of potent information dug up here by this blogger. The industry again argued against the acoustic systems. We're talking about this BP oil spill in the Gulf. And we're tying together the Bush-Cheney administration now with the Barry the Usurper's administration. Now, these guys implant time bombs. That's why I don't like seeing in legislation stuff that's going to kick off in the next president's term, you know, stuff that's not going to won't take place until 2018. One administration signs something up, it's it extends beyond that administration's, you know, term of office. I don't like that sort of stuff. But here, there's these little time bombs that Bush and Cheney laid down in the underneath. But, of course, you got to go all the way back to the 1969 Santa Barbara spill to start picking this trail up properly, in my opinion. The regulation policies of the Bush-Cheney regime made this possible, blah, blah, blah. So on and so forth. Last year, BP was fined. Oh, no, I wanted to close out on that thing about 11 people dying. Isn't that just a little bit peculiar? you know, I'm sure that there are families that we can track down these people, these 11 men and or women that died on this incident. But isn't it a little bit peculiar? It's like Muhammad Atta and the Flying Circus. It's kind of like this Taliban thing where they, you know, they kill somebody today. And they're like gophers that pop up, you know, they pop up in one hole and they pop up in the next. It's how many times, you know, does Osama bin Laden come out of the woodwork? Why do they use numbers like this? I don't know. Well, maybe it was just chance. You roll your dice and 11 men die or people are come up missing. I wonder about people when they come up missing, though, you know. They drop into their lifeboat, they go into the mini-sub, and they go back to, well, that's my conspiratorial bent kicking in there. By 2003, U.S. regulators decided remote control safeguards needed more study, blah, blah, blah. We talked about that. Drop down a little bit more. An oil drilling procedure called cementing is coming under scrutiny as a possible cause of the explosion on the Deepwater Horizon rig. That has led to one of the biggest oil spills, blah, blah, blah. The process is supposed to prevent oil and natural gas from escaping by filling gaps between the outside of the well pipe and the inside of the hole bored into the ocean. Cement pumped down the well. If you look at the discussion, some of these YouTubes from the various talking heads out there in the mainstream, they show drawings artist renderings. Of multiple, these three spills, if you will. They're not spills, they're leaks, okay? And there's only one pipe, and then there's these other two. Well, what are those other two? Well, I don't know. Is there a horizontal drilling that went on there? Did they fracture the floor of the ocean? Is oil coming up someplace other than the pipe? Would an acoustic coupler have actually done anything at all there to prevent the other two? Was there so much of a horrendous pressure, just like down in Santa Barbara, where the ocean floor cracked or fissured, and this gas and oil was coming up and escaping from places other than the pipe? These are all questions that came to my mind this morning about 6 o'clock a.m. Regulators have previously identified problems in the cementing process as a leading cause of well blowouts, just like back in 1969 in Santa Barbara. When cement develops cracks or doesn't set properly, oil and gas can escape. We're going to talk about cement setting properly and developing cracks when we get to this funny money box that's being dropped into the ocean. When cement develops cracks or doesn't set properly, oil and gas can escape, ultimately flowing out of control. The gas is highly combustible and prone to ignite, as it appears to have done on board the Deepwater Horizon, which was leased by BP, PLC, and the British oil giant, blah, blah, blah. And it continues along. And this man or woman otherwise has so much on it. Here, let's drop down some more. The conservative Los Angeles Times also reports the Gulf oil spill, the Halliburton connection. Investigation delving into the possible cause of the massive Gulf oil spills are focusing on the role of the Houston-based Halliburton Company, the giant energy services company, which was responsible for cementing the drill into place below the water. The company acknowledged Friday that it had completed the final cementing of the oil well pipe just 20 hours before the blowout last week. In a letter to the Halliburton chief executive David J. Lazar on Friday, Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat out of Beverly Hills, chairman of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, you know, Barbara Boxer and Henry Waxman. This is the H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. Here's a couple more of these extreme radical green weenies. They come up every time. But here, they sent a letter in. Let's see what they found out. he's the chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, called on Halliburton officials to provide all documents relating to the possibility or risk of an explosion or blowout at the Deepwater Horizon rig and the status, adequacy, quality monitoring inspection of the cementing work by May the 7th. As Heather at crooksandliars.com, that would be another, probably a blog, said Papantonio thanked Dick Cheney in his meeting with oil industry execs for the lack of safeguards. Well, we'll find out whether or not and what Halliburton's response is to Waxman's inquiry, and it's not here in this particular article. And so then it goes on and on. So there's a raging debate now as people line up on either side of the line or the line drawn in the sand, this specious divide between the Republicans and the Democrats. And so this is going to continue to go on. Now, Barry the Usurper and the boys, they're doing everything that they can do for damage control. And here's an article off of Bloomberg in the closing moments of this hour. And it starts on this wise by Juliana Goldman, writing for Obama. The headline is Obama tries to head off Katrina, a comparison in the BP spill response. May the 6th, new news. Barry the Usurper's administration is trying to head off criticism over its handling of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico with a two-pronged strategy, showcasing every move in its response and pinning blame squarely on BP PLC. All right. Remember our discussion about principals, agents, and third parties. We can change hats constantly. The principal can constantly change. Every principal has an agent. Every agent can be involved with third parties. So we can start off with British Petroleum and pick up Deepwater and call them, by the way, on May the 14th, on the very same time when Pastor James Manning is having his trial up there in Harlem near Columbia University, and all the people are going to be marching around Columbia trying to, I guess, make a point. At the very same time that trial is going on up in New York, and if you can all make it up there, that would be very interesting to do it. Pastor Manning is taking on the long-legged Mac Daddy head-to-head there. But at the very same time, over in Geneva, Switzerland, Transocean, Deepwater Transocean, their holding company is having their annual meeting. So we'll see what comes out of that. Curious is on the same day, so one hand hides the other hand. But President Barry the Usurper's chief spokesman, Robert Gibbs, yesterday dismissed complaints from a Republican lawmaker as, quote-unquote, badly informed, and the White House released a 6,300-word compendium of presidential briefings, actions by cabinet officials, and daily deployments of personnel, ships, and booms. Well, you know, 6,300 words. It's too bad they can't keep legislation down to that level, but at least it's a 6,300-word compendium of presidential briefings. BP, which leased the oil rig that exploded and sank to start the spill, is referred to as the responsible party five times in the White House document. In a moment, we'll have to go into it after the break. We'll go into this box that's being lowered into the ocean. I want to talk a little bit about that. But in the background are memories of Hurricane Katrina and the bungled reaction that President Jorge Bush. The White House rhetoric has been profoundly aggressive, said Eric Dezenhall, a crisis management strategist who heads Washington-based Dezenhall Resources Limited. You know, this is always experts say, we don't know whether or not Dezenhall Resources Limited is of any value to this discussion, but he said it, so they print it. What it tells you, here's the quote, is the White House fears that the usurper could be held accountable for this spill in the same way that Bush was held accountable for Katrina. My God in heaven, that would be the best thing to hope for. That would be the best thing to hope for. Bush walked away scot-clean, you know, scot-free. Maybe Barry should hope for as much success as Bush has had. Well, anyway, we'll be back. More to come on the second hour.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts, always news, lots of that. Well, not always news. Some days we don't report the news at all. It's kind of like a big regurgitorium, just goes around and around. But when you do find something good on the floor, I guess you can serve it twice. Anyway, good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. I don't know where we're going to get the solutions in here. I still believe the best solution is the abolition of the established two-party political system, and the sooner the better. Let's end this spirit of division that keeps us divided on these specious party lines. Anyway, hard facts, that's where we're at right now, I guess. If you're dependent upon the news, looking for facts is kind of hard to do. You have to sort of become a fact finder for yourself. But again, this article off Bloomberg, bury the usurper's administration trying to cover up. They want to cover up. They don't want to go down the same road and wear the same mantle where Bush was held accountable for Katrina, as I said as we were going into the break. If the usurper's administration wants to have a boon in their term of office, they would have the same level of accountability that Bush was held to. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and kind of sleazy Brown Rice and all of the rest of them. Totally complicit, in my opinion, in the disaster in 9/11, Muhammad Atta and his flying circus. The amazing disappearing airplane in Shanksville, the equally amazing disappearing airplane that collided into the side of the Pentagon, if you can believe any of that. Unbelievable, really. I mean, so many of the actors and stakeholders in that whole fiasco were contributors, heavy contributors to Bush's campaign. Amazing. Well, anyway, let's go back to this. Well, like I said, we are back to this. Here it is, what it is. What it tells you is the White House fears that Obama could be held accountable for this spill in the same way that Bush was held accountable for Katrina. Obviously, that would be nonsense. Nonsense. I don't know why they're worried about that. But he's going to be held, I hope he is held accountable for his words. He is, you know, laying the culpability on top of BP for this. He has said that they're going to pay the cost. I've asked now that we start a ledger sheet so that we can actually hold them to account. Pluses on one side, minuses on the other. We all know who's responsible. They had a permit to drill. That's just the beginning of the story. We know who the responsible parties are. Now we need to hold people accountable for their actions. That would be something brand new in the 21st century, accountability. They're starting to use the word, but now let's see if they know how to define it and put it into practice. Putting on the pressure, a presidential advisor said the rhetoric is aimed at putting pressure on BP to cap the leak and act in good faith toward Gulf Coast residents, and certainly that is the case. BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward said on May the 4th, the economic cost of the spill would exceed the $75 million federal limit on damages.
Of course, that was when that legislation was written. $75 million actually amounted to something. $75 million in 1969, or whenever that legislation was written. And again, I look at the cost of an automobile. Amazing. Look at the purchasing power. You know, at that time, when that thing went down originally, Santa Barbara gasoline was selling at the pump at about 35 cents a gallon. Buy a pack of cigarettes, you know, get yourself some Pall Malls or some Marlboros, and you can pick them up for, you know, 35 cents at the grocery and 50 cents in the tavern out of the cigarette machine. times have changed, and my how our dollar has been debased. But continuing here, this bill would exceed the $75 million limit on damages and told lawmakers that all, quote-unquote, legitimate claims would be honored. He said the company would have the resources to deal with that. That's good. $608 billion first quarter profit. I would say they have the resources to do that. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for all of our listeners out there that are listening on any of our AM and FM affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters and are not privy to the first hour of our broadcast. You can certainly avail yourself to our show archives on the www.oraclebroadcasting.com webpage, or for those without an internet-connected computer, if you can get to anybody that does, maybe your son, your daughter, your mother, your father have an internet-connected computer, you can simply send an email to show.archive@gmail.com, show.archive@gmail.com. One of our listeners has taken it upon himself to put together a DVD data disk that you can listen to all of the last year's editions of Become Vocal Local on your own mobile device or your DVD player or your MP3 player or whatever you've got at home there, any computer that you've got, whether you're connected to the internet or not, run it. But just send him an email and ask for information on how you can get a copy of one of these for yourself. It's, again, show.archive@gmail.com, provided for all of our terrestrial listeners out there today. Let's go back in and continue along. We're talking about, and we have continued this coverage of the BP oil spill. There is lots of other things happening financially, economically, politically, socially, and so on around the world, but this is big news for right now. We'll stick with it for another day, perhaps tomorrow, and then we'll see what else transpires. It seems they're throwing something new at us every morning. It's difficult to stay up with it. But I will say this, right now we're on code red for the pissant index in Missouri kitchens. That's right, ladies, gentlemen, we're code red, pissant index. Everyone knows what a piss ant is. It's the sweet ants, you know. They come through the walls, they come up along the foundations, and they come in and they take over your kitchen counters. Well, it's code red this morning. I had somewhere in the neighborhood of 200, perhaps 300 piss ants on my counter when I came out this morning. Anyway, back to the news, a little bit more. The Deepwater Horizon rig, which BP leased from Geneva-based Transocean LTD. Don't believe that for a minute, folks. They're out of Houston, I believe it is. Houston, we got a problem. They were, I mean, at this point, you can call them Geneva-based, but they haven't even, you know, got all the boxes opened yet. They haven't recycled all their packing boxes, and they haven't even bought the rubber tree plant. But on May 14th, they're going to have their annual meeting. I wonder, I would love to be a fly on the wall at this meeting. They could be in deep water. But the Ocean Rig, I don't know whether any of you have looked into that either, this Deepwater Horizon, it was manufactured by the Koreans. How's that for outsourcing? Anyway, it was manufactured by the Koreans. Looks like they did a relatively good job on it. Surely the photographs taken from about a quarter mile away look like all of their units are pretty. They're nice painted anyway. I don't know what they look like up close when you look at the welding seams, but anyway, this Deepwater Horizon rig, which BP leased from the Geneva-based Transocean, yeah, they just moved from the Cayman Islands, moved from one tax shelter to another, sank on April the 22nd, we all know that, causing three breaches in the well that have been leaking 5,000 barrels of oil a day. Now, of course, on the media this morning, the diagrams that were being shown showed one well head sticking up, a piece of pipe sticking up. These are drawings, by the way. This is not photographs. I don't think they're getting very good photographs from 5,000 feet below the sea level on the ocean floor. But it showed two other leaks on the sea floor, on the floor of the ocean. Well, when this Deepwater sank, the Deepwater Horizon sank, possibly it could have shoved the pressure of that vessel moving, rocking, reeling, and then sinking, could have shoved the pipe, possibly. I'm just conjecturing here. Could have shoved the pipe and actually ruptured it below the surface in a couple of places, which would make it dreadfully difficult to repair or to shut off. But they're showing three leaks. That's what they're talking about. Anyway, let's continue. While the company stopped one of the leaks yesterday, the spill estimates haven't changed. By the third week of June, the leak could surpass the amount spilled by the Exxon Valdez, and it goes on and on. But this is all Barry the Usurper and the boys trying to, take the heat off of them and keep the focus on BP. And really, rightfully, I think it should be. That's where it needs to go. Let's look at what BP's doing. This is something that Mike Chambers suggested. Get a long hose and stick it down there and suck up this oil. Well, they've got a real fancy containment device. This is another story off of Bloomberg this morning. And you'll see this up on YouTube as well. They have all kinds of people, talking heads, showing you what this is all about, and some actual photographs of this unit. By BP PLC battling an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, plans to lower a containment dome. This is not a dome. It's not a dome. It's a rectangular-shaped box, and it has the Horus's capped eye. It's got the pyramid on top of it. They always, you know, they always revert back to their pyramid theory, right? Anyway, it's not a dome. It's a box. But BP, battling an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, plans to lower a containment dome down to the seabed today to collect crude spewing from a damaged well. Well, yeah, but this ain't going to be exactly an easy process. The 40-foot tall steel box, it's not necessarily steel, it's steel reinforced concrete. The 40-foot tall steel box weighs about 100 metric tons and will be used as part of an effort to seal two remaining leaks. The London-based company said in a statement, one of the three leaks was contained yesterday. Don't know which of the three leaks was contained yesterday or how it was accomplished, but I'll be looking into that. After crews successfully closed the valve, that must be the pipe. And so this other box, I guess, is going to go down over the other two. Now you think about it. They immediately set out and built this box. This is a brand new box. They had this box made. This is new stuff, I guess. But for those of you that aren't familiar with concrete, steel-reinforced concrete, it takes about 27 days for concrete to attain its operating strength. Now, they'll have a benefit because it's completely submersed in water. And anytime you're curing concrete, if you keep it wet, it just gets, you know, stronger and stronger. It'll reach the highest possible strength. But at this point, we'd have to ask ourselves how many days have elapsed since the 20th. Well, obviously, if this is the 6th, about 16 days, plus or minus, it would have taken a couple of days just to get the materials together to build the forms. And then the iron workers would have to come in, work for 24 or 48 hours to put up all the steel inside of the forms, you know, close up the box, pump it full of concrete. So we're into like day 10 or 11, maybe, at the outside of curing time, 27 days generally being required, certainly for slabs and other structural concrete. We're about halfway into the life. This thing's already been carried, lifted, put on a ship, and is going to sea. So it's going to come to the ocean about halfway through the curing process. And we talked about this idea that concrete under high pressure, blah, 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 the cracks will form and it leaks. Well, is this thing actually going to work? I don't know. We'll find out more about it as it develops. But what they're going to do is they're going to set this thing down, supposedly on top of one or more of the last two leaks. If it was designed to go down over the pipe, will it go down over the other two leaks? I don't know. It's to be determined, I guess. But when it does get set down on there, will it work? This is the idea that Mike Chambers had. Just go down there with a hose. Well, they got this box. They're going to set this box on the ocean floor, and they're going to hook up a hose and turn it on, suck all the stuff out of it. Will that work? I don't know. You're right.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So our story here from Bloomberg News, Bloomberg.com, goes along on this wise. If they can put these funnels, well, let's go back up and start over here. The explosion of the fire killed 11 workers, sank the vessel, and caused three leaks in pipes attached to Macondo Well, about 5,000 feet or 1,524 meters for the metrically challenged folks, below the sea surface. Now, it's important to understand what's going on here. This ship, this platform, this drilling rig, having basically completed its exploration well, they were sealing it all up, getting it ready to hand it over to somebody, I suppose. Now that whole process works. This explosion, this thing sinks. Well, as it goes down, it's got some 5,000 feet of piping underneath it. And I don't know whether it went down as a corkscrew, went down as a lazy eights, or just wound up as a Gordian knot on the bottom. And we could have three leaks in this piping anywhere. Where they shut it off, they said today that they were able to shut off a valve that would be one of these blow-off prevention valves, perhaps. Maybe it's some old wheel valve. I have no idea. They got a valve closed, but they still got two more leaks. Well, could the leaks actually be in all of this piping and not from the sea floor? That's a possibility. I don't know. Don't know the answer to that one. It'll develop. But what we do get every time we read these articles is another clue and another clue and another clue. But here we've got the Macondo Well. Now, that's the first time I've heard the name of this well. So everybody might want to write it down on their notepad that in the future, you know, the Deepwater Horizon, that's a vessel that's on the ocean floor with a 5,000-foot umbilical cord that runs over to the Macondo Well. So in the future, in the news, 6 or 7 months from now, after everyone's forgotten about this incident, they might start talking about the Macondo Well. If you hear it, you won't know what it's about unless you remember this, that the Macondo Well is the well we're talking about, and it's about 5,000 feet or 1,524 meters below the sea surface. And then that article continues, quote, if they can put these funnels, there's only one funnel. These funnels, that implies multiple. Well, maybe they'll have to build another one. But if they can put these funnels over the lakes and control them, it'll ease back on the growth of the slick. Ease back. See, they're not confident in their technology here. It'll continue to leak. They're only going to get some of the leak. Well, some of the leak is better than none of the leak, but all of the leak is preferable. Are we going to let them walk away with a continual leak down there? It's like having, you know, what do they call it? It's internal bleeding in the ocean. Well, oil constantly coming out. Anyway, somewhere along here, we're going to have to find out what's going to be the allowable leak out of this patch on the sucking chest wound on the floor of the ocean. Again, it says, if this doesn't work, the question is, what can they do next? Yeah, 110 tons of 100 metric tons of concrete, 40-foot tall steel box. You put it down over it. Hey, didn't solve. Could, now how are you going to get to the leak? Well, you'll have to bring a rig in and pick up the 100 metric ton box and try again, Dorothy. Guess again, as they say. Of course, it's having an impact on BP's prices and their stocks and stuff. A relief well to block the offflow, block off the flow for, of the well, has was begun on the 2nd of May. It's expected to take about 90 days to complete, BP said. And then 12 flights have distributed about 34,000 gallons of dispersant, and over 100 miles of boom have been deployed. One of the YouTube videos this morning, even though they have ostensibly deployed over 100 miles of boom, these guys are standing there on the coastline looking out in a you know, one of these, what do they call them, white sugar sand beaches. And the end of the boom is sitting over here, and there's no boom for miles along this beach to the left. And the guy's going, yeah, there's boom, but it it ain't exactly a closed circle. So anyway, they're going to have nothing but trouble. And then they go on and talk about the Valdez. Well, let's go to another one, kind of along the same line. Let's see what we've got in the old browser here. Let's maybe we need to just change. Let's change. Let's see what we got over here. Yeah, let's change the story. That's enough on that. I think we've beaten that dog to death. All right, let's go to this one. This is rather interesting. At least I found it, so maybe you will too. You know, every day the we bring these broadcasts to you via Skype. This is Voice over Internet Protocol. This is a bricks and mortarless radio network. Works fantastically, fabulously. Both Lee Rogers, Doug Owens, and all of the IT folk in the background seem to know how to put together miraculous things. But Google, Amazon win over AT&T. Comcast as FCC acts on web access. This new news. You know, all the way through this oil debacle here, I've just had this creepy, naggy feeling in the back of my mind that maybe this is a magician's trick. Focus on the oil spill while something much worse is happening. Of course, the European Union is collapsing, at least economically. No end of news there. All the four little pigs, they're in deep trouble. Deep squat, that's not done. Trichet is doing all kinds of loops. The British Parliament is upside down, inside out, and hung now. Russia, still claiming to be a developing country. You know, we support developing countries, so that means that we must be still financing the poor little developing country of Russia. Had the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks not brought down Russia, Mother Russia. Mother Russia was becoming, probably would most likely by this time be the number uno on the planet as far as developed nation status would be concerned, but that wasn't going to be possible. Anyway, this article, Bloomberg, Todd Shields writes, new news, Google Inc., Amazon.com Inc., and eBay Inc. won a victory for web content providers as U.S. regulators agreed to claim authority over companies selling Internet access such as AT&T and Comcast Corporation. Well, you're going to have to go through the whole article to figure out just how this is going to work out. But the FCC is likely, here's a quote, to set off a politically charged conflagration and deep-pocketed lobbying war, pitting AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon Communications, Inc. against Google, Amazon, and web phone company Skype Technologies, S.A., Silva said. The FCC use of telephone-style rules is a nuclear option, with sweeping implications that go far beyond net neutrality. Craig Moffat, a New York-based analyst with Sanford BC Bernstein and Company, Sanford and Sons and Bernstein and Company, said yesterday it would call into question virtually every assumption about the terminal value of networks, as they would be subject to enormous and unpredictable regulatory risk going forward. Protecting the consumers, right? Consumer protection. The decision will let the FCC ensure consumers are fully protected against blocking or degradation of websites and applications of their choice by broadband providers, said Mark Americanson in an emailed statement. Well, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you on Skype. I no longer use my telephone, my landline telephone, for anything long distance. Skype is a free service. I don't need to, got Skype for the broadcast. I don't need to pay long-distance, exorbitant long-distance charges to my local telephone provider. That's been going on a long time. You can go and buy a a telephone card at any grocery store and cut your telephone bill in fractional, you know, by fractions for long distance if you happen to live out in the country where they rape you, rob you, and pillage you for every call that you make, because when you live in the country, folks, every call is a long-distance call. Can't even call across the street without it being long-distance because you're out in the country, right? This is a welcome announcement, said Gigi Sohn, president of Public Knowledge, a Washington-based consumer advocacy group, in an emailed statement. Imposing phone rules, quote, would mark a radical and unlawful departure from 15 years of Internet policy under Republicans and Democrats, executives for AT&T, Verizon Communications, Inc., and Time Warner Cable said in an April 29th letter to Genachowski. The same companies in a February 22nd letter to the FCC said invoking phone rules would have far-reaching and destructive consequences, including lawsuits. Well, it's heating up. We'll be back. Stay with us. More to come.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, I wake up in the morning long before the rooster even clears his throat to crow, and I stumble out of bed, batting my way through the mental cobwebs, make my way to the kitchen, fire up a pot of coffee, big pot of super hot Colombian Joe, roll a couple of Dukes, and sit down at the computer. You know, you can always tell when you're being ruled by a regime of terrorism because it's all fear, intimidation, and dread. Sometimes I loathe, despise, and detest. I have to tremble as I open the browser to get started in the morning, and then all of these news articles come out. You know, it's like, oh my God. Should I even talk about anything other than the news today, or should I not, you know? But certainly when I look at other material to discuss on air, I can generally say, well, if I got 12 or 14 pages of this or something like that, it's going to take me, you know, 2 hours to, it'll do the broadcast. But with the news, you never know where it's going to go. This stuff just, so much comes out of my mind as I'm reading this stuff that it's difficult to ascertain or even gauge as to how very long it'll take to go through. But here's another article along the same line. We're talking about energy and power and all of that. This presents a little bit of the other side of the story. You know, let's remember, you know, remember this guy, Lawrence Summers. He's like a tumor that he hasn't been, can't be excised out of the body politic. Lawrence Summers, you know, he's a special representative to Kofi Annan on the International Migration and Development Agenda, continued on in that capacity as a special representative to Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon. Now he's a special, you know, high-level advisor to Barry the Usurper in his administration. But Lawrence Summers has a long checkered, you know, relationship with the federal government and academia, over at Harvard and other places, all of this time, and you know that he's got two bills in his pocket. He's got two ideas in his pocket. In one pocket, he's got to be true to the United Nations. You know, he's a United Nations change agent working inside of the administration. You know that he's going to advance the immigration, migration, and development agenda. That he's got to do. On the other side of the coin, he's advancing the climate change, another, you know, United Nations agenda. So here he is, the special representative, the agent inside the Alger Hiss. My goodness. And so we get articles like this. But this German power dark spreads drop to 17-month low. What are they talking about? Energy markets. That's what they're talking about. Al Gore comes into the mix again. The profit from burning coal for power in Germany fell to the lowest level in almost 17 months. Not because coal is, you know, not a profitable way to make, you know, not an effective way to make electricity. No, not at all. Let's find out how come, why did the profit from burning coal for power in Germany fall to the lowest level in almost 17 months as fuel and carbon costs jump more than electricity prices? Well, get ready. From my lips to your ears, at a very recent annual meeting of our rural electrical cooperatives, we were informed that prices on electricity will be going up next year. And that would be, what, 7 months from now. The clean dark spread. This is the way they write it. Clean dash or hyphen. The clean hyphen dark hyphen spread. A measure of generating power based on 2011 prices for coal, carbon emissions, and power plunged 47% to 6.37 euros or $8.16 a megawatt hour so far this year. Now, this is a clean dark spread. This isn't the same as running naked. This isn't the same as covering your shorts. This is a clean dark spread. How obscene. But one of these mornings when I report the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ and the S&P and the crude and the U.S. dollar index, I guess I'm going to have to report on the carbon market as well. And we'll be talking about the clean dark spread. The profit from gas-fired plants slid 13% in the period. The income from burning coal collapsed after Germany's economy, Europe's largest, contracted 5% last year, curtailing energy demand. Yeah, that's right. Everybody's got the light switches turned off. Used to be a billboard in Seattle when Boeing collapsed the last major time. It has its ups and downs, but Boeing is a primary employer in that area, Seattle, Everett, Tacoma. Big billboard along the highway. With the last person out, please turn off the lights. Indicating that the people were leaving the Pacific Northwest because they couldn't work at Boeing anymore, a major employer. Anyway, what this drop is really saying is that there's plenty of generation capacity. What this drop is really saying is that there's plenty of generation capacity. You see, we're not talking about scarcity here. What we are talking about is sustainable development. And as I've said many times before, sustainable development, if you wanted to boil it all down and just look at one word, that word is demand. In order for the green agenda to go forward, you have got to continuously create the demand for the green agenda. In order to get people to buy into the Gaia worship, you have to continually create a demand for Gaia worshiping. Let's find out a little bit more about this. What this drop again is really saying is that there's plenty of generation capacity, said Frederick Adolfsson, a fund manager at Adapto Advisors AB in Stockholm and a former power trader at Dutch utility Nuon NV. Quote, right now it's difficult to believe that Europe will get a fantastic economic development. Sometimes you have to go outside of the hem of the garment a little bit to find truth. Right now it's difficult to believe that Europe will get a fantastic economic development. Couldn't we say that about the United States? Where are the jobs going to come from? Where is the quote-unquote demand going to come from? Back to the article, right now it's difficult to believe that Europe will get a fantastic economic development and that industrial output will really shoot up. What did we say today, this morning, productivity? Not quite the robust productivity report they anticipated. Here, right here in the United States. So again, right now it's difficult to believe that Europe will get a fantastic economic development and an industrial output will really shoot up and boost energy demand. There's your word. Demand, he said by phone. As German electricity prices for next year climbed 15% last month, they failed to keep up with a 24% gain in the European Union emissions permits. Enter Barry the Usurper. I think George Soros is involved. Could be mistaken on old George. I don't know if Maurice Strong's got his hands in this dirty mess. But certainly Al Gore is up to his neck in carbon credits. As German electricity prices for next year climbed 15% last month, when will they be doing that here? Can you imagine a 15% increase in your electricity bills during the heating or the cooling season this year? Maybe next year in the middle of the winter? They failed to keep up with a 24% gain in European Union emission permits. The cost is going up because of the specious carbon credit trading system. Coal rose 14% in April. Why would coal rise? Well, the increased costs of fuel, for one. The increase in the cost of gasoline and diesel. You know, here in Missouri, is almost like an inverse miracle. You can't understand why it's going on, but it continues ever since Katrina forward. The price of diesel is substantially higher than gasoline. Why? All you have to do is to hold a gallon of water up and show it to a refinery. It's immediately ready to just throw it right into your diesel truck and drive away. Crude oil and diesel oil, almost indistinguishable. I'm not a petroleum engineer. I won't say that for a positive. I've just read it. Electricity prices are determined by the cost of fuels. That's what I said. Power supply and demand. German power for the next years. Remember, we read an article previously about how they were giving credits when people were using electricity off-hour. That's the whole idea of the smart grid. Well, you don't want to run your washing machine or your dishwasher at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the children are at school while you're cleaning up the kitchen and straightening up the house. No, you want to run it between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. And unfortunately, because you're connected to the smart grid and you're using 4-star energy-efficient products and you've got a microchip in every unit, it just won't let you start it until 3 in the morning. Mom's going to be up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. You've got to be kidding. She's got to get up at 6 to go to work. I don't think so, Chesterfield. Operating costs. The operating cost of a typical nuclear plant in Germany is between 12 and 16 euros a megawatt hour, depending on usage and taxes, according to UBS AG. That compares with 44 euros for coal and 46 euros for gas, given current fuel and emission prices. But no, you can't let the Iranians develop nuclear power. You can't allow them to have access to the Caspian Sea natural gas fields. No, 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 no. That's just not going to be allowed. We can't do things logically. Logos, reason. We can't do things with reason, no. Not at all. A nuclear plant is quite in the money, and hydropower is heavy in the money, and wind power is also profitable. So this is generally a good time for the producers.
The producers of what?
Sustainable development. Hydropower. They had the East Indian treats out there. Chance against that.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As when appear in tyranny and despotic control, I long for freedom. Don't you? Let's go back and close out this article a little bit here now and get on to other things. Well, we don't have much time, but we'll go as far as we can. But again, coal for delivery to Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and Antwerp traded as high as $105.50 a metric ton on May the 4th, compared with €88 on April the 1st. Of course, if you're buying oak firewood delivered around here in Missouri, these parts in your yard, dumped out of the back of a pickup truck, you can get a rick of good clean burning oak or hickory firewood delivered about $35. I don't imagine that we have enough oak and hickory, good clean hickory to run our electric plants, but you can certainly, in a 3/4 ton pickup at $35 a load, you can certainly beat these coal prices. I don't know why we, what have we done? Forgotten about wood, you know? got to go into the carbon fossil fuels. Why don't we use some of the renewable energy that grows right here in the Southwest? Anyway, carbon emissions. Electricity produced from coal stations emits twice as much carbon dioxide as that from gas-fed plants, so utilities require double the number of carbon permits to cover the emissions. Carbon permits. EU carbon permits for December 2011 delivery. Carbon permits for... Folks, please. When we're talking about the equities and the futures, you know, deliveries, delivery on future contracts and all that, and they're doing this with carbon dioxide. All right? You see the scam we're being led into here? The recent upward move in the carbon really cuts into the coal's favorability as a generation fuel. You manipulate these sort of specious arguments coming out of the United Nations, out of the International Climate Change Union, out of the mind of these mental midgets like Al Gore. Al, I invented the internet, Gore. EU carbon prices rallied on concern. EU carbon prices rallied on... It's the king's clothing. The king's butt naked. Let the carbon dioxide alone. Keeps my lawn green. Keeps my trees green. Back off, buzz off, and get out of my face. We believe that higher coal and CO2 prices, higher coal and CO2 prices, are sustainable. There's your sustainable development. And that the rally could very well continue, UBS's Lekander said. That guy had to take up golfing. He's missed his mark. Anyway, that's where it's going, folks. I'm going to be reporting, probably soon, I'll have to start following the carbon equities and futures, future delivery, carbon contracts. I think the Pissant Index is more pertinent. Here, back to Eugene Ayers, The Age of Fossil Fuels, in the closing minutes of today's broadcast. Really been trying to get through this article a little bit this week. Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, the International Symposium out of Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. This guy's no dummy, but it was a long time ago. Mr. Ayers is a consultant to the Gulf Research and Development Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where we really did start into the petroleum business here in this country, you know, Pennzoil and all that. This is where the Rothschild or the Rockefellers, well, I spoke properly, the Rothschilds through their Rockefeller whores started developing their monopolies, Standard Oil and all that started to come in. But anyway, Mr. Ayers is consultant to the Gulf Research and Development Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in 1934. He became associated with this company to undertake the organization and direction of research concerned with the refining of petroleum and refined petroleum products. You see, we're going back to the beginning of this mess and looking at someone that has on-the-ground knowledge of the beginning of it. Let's go on a little further here. Later becoming the technical assistant to executive vice president of the Gulf Laboratories. During the past few years, Mr. Ayers, and again, this is in 1955, Ayers, A-Y-R-E-S, by the way, if you want to browse him up, Google's Google Dogpile or Webfare at that. Mr. Eugene Ayers has devoted most of his time to the study of national and international energy resources, production, use, and economy, and is consultant to several government agencies and petroleum industry organizations. Holder of more than 50 patents on a wide variety of inventions, he's also the author of numerous articles in various technical fields and is co-author with C.A. Scarlett of Energy Sources, The Wealth of the World, published the year of my birth, 1952. I'm dropping down into the article. We've already started a little bit. You can go back and pick up the beginnings paragraph. So didn't get very far yesterday. But let's continue here. Or when the ancient Persian kings, according to Aristotle, had their food cooked in caves where seepages of natural gas were continuously aflame. Or when the Chinese about 2,000 years ago were mining coal and using it in considerable volume. Or perhaps a little later when the Chinese drilled laborious wells through solid rock to tap great reservoirs of natural gas. Or when the Burmese, beginning before the 10th century, similarly drilled wells to tap and abundantly the reservoirs of liquefied oil. You think this all just happened yesterday just because Henry Ford came up with a car? I think he wanted to run it on hemp oil, not petroleum. But anyway, we've been at it a long time. A lot of experience here in using oil and natural gas efficiently. The real beginning of the fossil fuel age may be more properly regarded, I believe, not as a matter of production, but as a matter of effective utilization. And this came much later, he writes. An understanding of the present age requires that we see how it came into being. As Becker, 1932, page 19, has said, quote, we can identify a thing only by pointing to what it was before it became the thing that it will presently cease to be. It's a rather profound little statement there. I'll give it to you again. Those of you that like the philosophically radical side of this broadcast, we can identify a thing only by pointing to what it was before it became the thing that it will presently cease to be. Back, listen to the archives, transcribe that on your notepad, see what you can do with that, applying it to modern thought. By the 13th century, England's forests had been seriously depleted, and people were cold. Well, they were cold for a lot of reasons. Certainly the depletion of forests contributed to that. During Joseph Stalin's term, he had the great reforestation plan that's now being revisited by Barry the Usurper, H.R. 2454. This is this whole idea of the Arbor Day Foundation going out planting 10 trees. All you got to do is send in a request. They'll send you 10 trees in a bundle. Of course, you're going to have to send them a bundle as a contribution later. They'll stay on you like piss ants on the kitchen counter. By the 13th century, England's forests had been seriously depleted and people were cold. King Henry III gave his grudging consent to the inhabitants of Newcastle to mine coal. This was about 1,000 years after the Roman invaders had burned coal in England and more than 1,000 years after the beginning of Chinese coal production. But Henry's act made an official beginning in England. Henry's son, Edward I, found it necessary to propitiate the barons, and he signed a decree prescribing the death penalty for the burning of coal in London while Parliament was in session, lest the health of the knights of the shire should suffer during their residence in London. I wonder if these are the relatives of Al Gore. Possibly. Maybe these are family and kin to Jorge Bush. Could be. The Knights of the Shire should suffer loss during their residence in London. At least one man was executed for this crime. Can you imagine? Sir, what were you doing? I was burning coal in my hearth. Kill the blighter. At least one man was executed for this crime. Later, Queen Elizabeth I also signed a decree against the use of coal. France, in an earlier century, had legislated against the use of coal, but in 1600, Henry IV of France exempted coal from the ground rent of one-tenth of the one-tenth due the sovereign by virtue of his royal right and prerogative. This idea of a ground rent, you know, that's rather profound. Isn't that what we have today, ground rent? That's your property taxes, my friends. Your property taxes, the ground rent. Henry IV of France exempted coal from the ground rent of the one-tenth. See, this is the tithing principle. They just open the Bible up and they get all of their operating principles. It harkens all the way back to Joseph. Wasn't he the grand vizier, sidled up alongside of the Pharaoh in Egypt? And then tax the bejeebers out of the people. Well, we'll have to pick all this up on the other side of this end of the broadcast. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. Thanks for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak.
TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.